This is the AK Party's biggest rally of its election campaign. Here in Istanbul, more than 30 years ago, Erdogan was first elected mayor of the city, a job that would shape his political career. Today, he's defending his legacy, accusing his challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, of dividing the nation and resorting to slurs and accusations to attack him.
Bye-bye, Kemal!
Mr. Kemal, drink as much as you want. You can drink a full keg, but even that will not make you better. My nation will not give the floor to an alcoholic, a drunkard.
Erdogan has been the driving force behind 10 major election wins for the governing AK Party since he became its leader in 2003. But presidential and parliamentary elections due May the 14th are proving a major test for both.
President Erdogan and the AK Party have dominated Turkey's political landscape for more than two decades. But now they're facing growing challenges, particularly among those who fear personal and political freedoms will continue to erode under their leadership. Now is the time for change.
Supporters dismiss accusations the party has undermined Turkey's democracy as well as its traditionally secular society by favoring Islamic institutions.
Everyone is free here. I'm free, my child is free, people make their own choices. Being a veiled or unveiled woman, it doesn't matter.
Others praise major infrastructure projects carried out across the country.
With the many huge projects underway, the economy will boom and the country will remain stable after the election is over.
The AK Party says it's reforming its institutions and giving new candidates a chance to flourish.
I'm one of the new faces of the party coming from Europe and trying to act and react here in Turkish policies for the coming 5 years. So with me together there are many, many new faces, and the change will come with these new faces under the leadership of Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
In a matter of weeks, Erdogan inaugurated Turkey's first nuclear plant, a gas field in the Black Sea, and the largest domestically built warship. Such acts show a man true to his words, say his supporters, but for his opponents, there could be a sign of how desperate he is to win hearts and minds. Hashim Ahbar, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.
A New York jury has found that former U.S. President